It is the review show on the Anfield Wrap. It's not after Liverpool versus Crystal Palace, the game where we should have been reviewing our first title win in 30 years. But like Jurgen Klopp said, when Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain got injured in 2018, we will wait like a good woman waits for her husband in jail. And with me to review the review of the season so far, I have Neil Atkinson, Neil Jones and Sean Rogers. And Sean, it's a bit of a broader look, and to use your think, hope and know strategy or analogy, what do you think Klopp knows about his squad when he decides to keep them all together and not really make any changes in the summer, especially around mentality with this? I'm looking, you know, where does he look at them in the eyes and see that he knows that they can go again this summer and this season, sorry, and go one better?
Yeah, I mean, I think he looks at them as, in essence, league and European Cup winning champions. Almost double. I mean, you know, the 97 points is just incredible, isn't it? And he's lived through that process of, you know, the training sessions, the travel every single day, and what that does to you in terms of how much that drains you. And I think the biggest judgment call that he had to make wasn't about their ability or about what they could do and achieve as a group. I think it'll be a similar call this summer with both individuals and the collective. How many times can you keep going to the well, you know? At what point in time does that just drain you? You know, Neil's commented on a lot of shows in the past about how hard it is to retain this league title. You could argue that in a way, that's what Liverpool have been challenged with having to do. You know, this isn't just retaining a title or going for another title after 83 points or 86 points. You know, we nearly hit 100 points and went to the last, you know, and won the Champions League and had an immense fixture schedule ahead of us. And I think one of his big principles is obviously he doesn't want to just move in the transfer market for the sake of it. And probably last summer was the true test of that, in that if there was a chance where you maybe would have... I mean, can you imagine how many, rightly or wrongly, can you imagine how many squad players Rafa would have signed last summer, looking at the rotation and the need? You know, we'd have had 8 frees coming in, probably another 10... you know, £2 million signings. And Klopp's decided, no, that I'm not changing on my principles. It looks like, you know, he's obviously been justified, you could argue, in terms of making that call. You could argue that there's a couple of positions that have become quite crucial in terms of us getting knocked out of the cup competitions, and you can maybe question whether they got the right people in. But in terms of where and when to do the business, he's been fully vindicated, I think.